I believe that the tools and stuff for command and control that we have today to affect those in cyberspace are analogous to the tools that we had 40 years ago for jamming communications. But now in cyberspace, you can not only jam, but you can do a lot more to information, and therein lies part of the problem. And we see that go on in civilian industry, in governments around the world, public knowledge. And so the issue is, from a military perspective, if these things are impacting our networks today, we have a responsibility to defend those.
Alexander says DoD is developing the Cyber Command to do just that. In fact, Alexander tells lawmakers Thursday that the main capability of the new command would focus on defense.
If confirmed, my main focus will be on building the capacity, the capability, and the critical partnerships required to secure our military's operational networks. This command is not about efforts to militarize cyberspace. Rather, it is about safeguarding the integrity of our military's critical information systems. Working with U.S. Strategic Command and department leadership, and with help from this committee, my goal, if confirmed, will be to significantly improve the way we defend ourselves in this domain.
That includes the command's role in helping secure civilian and private sector networks, especially in light of an attack on critical infrastructure. Alexander, however, tries to minimize any concern about the command's role in defending the .gov and .com domains.
Department of Homeland Security could, through the defense support to civilian authorities, reach out to the Defense Department and ask support. And, sir, one of our requirements in the Unified Command Plan is to be prepared for that task. So we would have that responsibility. If asked to do that, again, we'd get an execute order, and we'd have the standing rules of engagement that we operate under all the time. The issues now, though, are far more complex because you have U.S. persons, civil liberties, privacy all come into that equation, ensuring that privacy while you try to, on the same network, potentially take care of bad actors, a much more difficult problem.
He adds that the challenges to identify and go after the bad guys are around attribution and net neutrality.
I think that's one of the things that the administration is trying to address with Department of Homeland Security and with the Defense Department. How do we actually do that with industry? That's probably the most difficult and the one that we're going to spend the most time trying to work our way through. How does the Defense Department help Homeland Security in a crisis like that?
Alexander says DoD's portion of this effort will be done later this year. DHS already has asked the National Security Agency for help. I caught up with Alexander after the hearing to find out more about how these two agencies are working together.
So we have them through every agency, including DHS.
So and it's nothing new?
Nothing new. Nothing new. And we've done that for even before I got there.
So it's not a matter of DHS didn't send a request. I remember you mentioned in your hearing about they have to request a specific help.
Oh, for in defense support to civilian activities or authorities, if a crisis happens like Katrina, they have to ask the Defense Department for help. Defense Department just can't run in and do help. And so that's what we're talking about there. So in crisis, but anybody can ask us for help. We are the national mission, national manager for national security systems. And in that regard, we have a responsibility to help all federal agencies who have national security systems.
The question of DHS and DOD's cyber partnership also came up during the hearing. Senator Joseph Lieberman is the chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee.
I think it is important to get on the record the extent to which NSA, which you head, is now cooperating with the Department of Homeland Security in enabling its work. Look, the bottom line here is that NSA is a treasure, a national treasure. Its resources are extensive. No one, I think, would want the Department of Homeland Security to try to replicate those resources to carry out its responsibility to protect federal government civilian networks.
Alexander says NSA has been supporting the government-wide cybersecurity initiative and providing technical and early warning information.
I think with Secretary Napolitano and the country is going to have to look at how do we work with private industry who owns and operates many of these networks. On the Cyber Command side, if a crisis were to occur, now Cyber Command or the Defense Department may be called in to help and defense support to civilian authorities. And what we would be asked to do is dependent on the situation. It could go through Northern Command, could go to STRATCOM or to Cyber Command to provide either technical support or help prevent an attack, or in the case of a sustained attack, actually help defend our networks. So those are the cases, and as you get into each one of those, you run into a series of issues that we have yet to work out with the roles and responsibilities, especially with the private industry.
Alexander also made it clear that the role of the Defense Information Systems Agency, as well as NSA, will not change. And he says each of the military services still needs their own cybersecurity organization.
One of the key things that we're doing is you'll have a unique set of authorities, a unique staff for Cyber Command operating under Title 10, and the National Security Agency Central Security Service under Title 50. We do have some Title 10 responsibilities. We are a combat support agency. We do forward deploy people to help the combat, the regional combatant commanders. But there will be two distinct staffs with distinct authorities and responsibilities for how we operate, for intelligence, for information assurance on the NSA side, and for Cyber Command, how we defend and secure our networks and conduct cyberspace operations if directed.
Members of the Senate Armed Services Committee left little doubt that Alexander would be confirmed to lead the U.S. Cyber Command. Lawmakers called the three-star general well-qualified and say they are supportive of his nomination. But the committee didn't say when they would vote on Alexander's nomination. On Capitol Hill, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.